Record high oil prices are generating what some analysts say may be the biggest shopping spree in history. The government of Dubai recently announced plans to buy 20% of the Nasdaq stock exchange. And last month, Dubai completed a deal to buy American luxury retailer Barney's. Clyde Prestowitz is founder of the Economic Strategy Institute in Washington, D.C.
The oil producers are drowning in dollars, and so it's natural that they would want to invest it.
Indeed, Gulf state countries have been investing at a furious pace this year, spending more than $60 billion to acquire foreign assets, more than twice what they spent last year. Despite the political outcry in 2006, when a Dubai firm announced it wanted to buy the operating rights to some U.S. ports, the government of Dubai has been quietly amassing major stakes in U.S.-owned companies. Energy security analyst Sarah Emerson says the list includes large private U.S. equity firms and Las Vegas casinos.
I mean, we don't want them to go elsewhere because we need the investment here in our own assets and our own securities.
But there is growing concern about foreign ownership of iconic American businesses. Prestowitz says some of those countries may not be democratic or even friendly to the United States.
Well, the question here is, are you in a situation in which you have very influential governments that are very influential, becoming influential in your economy, who are pursuing policies that are at odds with your own policies?
But some analysts say the investments will increase economic ties between the U.S. and Persian Gulf countries at a time when relations are strained. Some lawmakers on Capitol Hill are strongly opposed to foreign ownership of strategic American businesses, such as stock markets. President Bush promises a careful review of the Nasdaq deal. Millar Sega, VOA News.